Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. I think we're going to have a great show. Actually, the title of today's show is that I proudly welcome Dr. David Schwab, PhD, who's a professional speaker, author, and consultant who helps dentists and patients communicate more effectively. Before we bring Dr. Schwab on the phone, let me go ahead and, first of all, I'm going to read his bio. But before I do that, do me a favor, go to Dr. Kvitko, Metnes and Associates, and give us a like. I guess that's one of the things we do these days with social media. It's one of the things Dr. Schwab teaches, I believe, is how to effectively use social media as a business. Also, I'd love it if you would go to the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. Go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com. Now, when you do that, it gives you an opportunity to sign up to help us with a couple events we have coming up. One is Team Smile. Team Smile is happening on May 3rd. It's at Nationwide Arena. It's in conjunction with the Columbus Blue Jackets, funded by the Delta Dental Foundation. And it's an event that will provide free dental care to 250 children on that day from 8 a.m. until 3. And we need dentists to sign up. We need dental hygienists, dental assistants, and just regular folks to help us with registration and so on. So you might remember that I went to a Team Smile event in Denver, and I became so enamored with it, I decided we needed to have one here in Columbus. So all the pieces have fallen together. You can sign up by going to teamsmile.org, click on Volunteer, and then Volunteer Now, and it'll let you tell us, you know, what your field is and how you think you can help, and get signed up, all right? So time's kind of ticking down on that one. The other one is Dentistry from the Heart, which I have now done for 2 years, and this year will be my third annual. This will be June 14th, and this is where anybody that comes to my office between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. will receive a free filling, extraction, or cleaning. It's we don't ask you to show need. We last year had 135 volunteers. We hope to have the same this year, and we need all kinds of things. I mean, temporary fencing, porta-johns. You know, we have the Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare Van coming. We have a blood drive with the American Red Cross. It's just an amazing day. It's a wonderful event, and we need all the help we can get. So please, you know, go to my websites and see about signing up to help us. We'd really appreciate it. Okay, now to the day, to the issue of the day, which is my guest, Dr. David Schwab, PhD, who's on the phone. We're going to introduce him here. He is a professional speaker, author, and consultant who helps dentists and patients communicate more effectively with each other. An internationally known seminar speaker, Dr. Schwab presents practical, user-friendly practice management and customer service seminars for the entire dental team. Fast-paced, filled with humor, and overflowing with pearls, Dr. Schwab's seminars are as popular as they are useful. His lecture topics include developing brand identity, improving customer service, effectively using social media, improving verbal skills, and providing team leadership. Using a combination of lecture and interactive sessions, he keeps the audience engaged while they are learning. Dr. Schwab also works extensively with referral-based practices to help dental specialists develop and maintain strong referral relationships. He works with specialists and small groups of general dentists to systemize referrals, develop outreach programs to attract more referral sources, and emphasize the importance of interdisciplinary treatment. Prior to starting his own company, Dr. Schwab served as Director of Marketing for the American Dental Association and as the Executive Director of the American College of Prosthodontists. He also has worked with numerous dental schools, major corporations, and private dental practices. At the present time, he runs a marketing consulting firm, David Schwab & Associates Incorporated. The company provides in-office seminars, online training and consulting, and other practice management services for fee-for-service dentists. Recognized as a prolific and insightful author, Dr. Schwab's practice management and communication articles have appeared in numerous publications, including the Journal of the American Dental Association, Dental Economics, the Seattle Study Club Journal, and the Journal of the Canadian Dental Association. His website, davidschwab.com, features blogs, articles, videos, and much other useful information. Dr. Schwab holds a PhD in English from Northwestern University. A native of New Orleans, he currently lives in the Orlando, Florida area with his wife and two children. Dr. Schwab, thank you so much for getting up and being on my show today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's really nice of you, and I'm honored to have you on the show. I wanted to talk about, you have this really interesting background, and actually I was thinking about, you're not a dentist, you're a PhD, and yet you were the marketing director for the American Dental Association. I find that pretty cool. Tell me about your background, and what do you do?
Well, as you mentioned, I'm originally from New Orleans. I got my undergraduate degree from Tulane. Then I went on to get a master's degree at the University of New Orleans. And I did get my PhD in English at Northwestern.
We like the Big Ten connection, by the way.
That's right. And I started working when I was in Chicago for the American Dental Association. And over a period of time, I had different jobs. Ultimately, I was director of marketing. When I left the ADA, I started my own business to help dentists and patients communicate better with each other, because dentistry is all about relationships and communication.
It really, really is. It's amazing. I talk about how communication seems to be the toughest thing we face as a society. It really is. I think if we could communicate better on all levels, we wouldn't have war. What do you think? There wouldn't be wars.
Absolutely. And so often when there's an issue in a dental office, we can trace it all back to communication. I find that dentists are really good listeners. And what I try to do is help them listen closely to their patients and then communicate well. And if we can get that dialogue going, then we can solve a lot of problems.
Well, one of the things is that I've found is when I say something and my staff is in the room with me and we explain a procedure. Now, we have these little videos, by the way, now, which makes it so much easier. But I'll explain something. My assistant hears me say it, sometimes my hygienist. And then we find after the fact the patient had a whole different idea in their head of what actually I said. And so what we have to do is almost get into the mind of our patient and realize that they don't understand what endodontic therapy is. They don't even really understand what a root canal is, but they're the same thing. You know that, I know that, but a lot of people don't know they're the same thing. And I'll tell you what, for several years when I was explaining to a person a root canal, I would draw this picture on paper, and then sometimes I would draw on my finger, and I'd put a little hole on my finger, a little dot on my fingertip, and say, look, this is a root, and there's a hole there, and blah, blah, blah. And they were nodding their head, yes, but it wasn't until I got the CASEY system, the computer-assisted educational system that we have on our computers, and I showed them this little minute and a half or two-minute video of a root canal, and I can tell that now they get it, and they never got it when I was drawing pictures. Have you found that to be true?
That's very true. As a matter of fact, now there's a great deal of computer-assisted patient education. There's animations, there's photos, and we live sort of in a visual age. I know doctors who use the computer. I know some who hand the patient an iPad and show them the animation on that. So people like that sort of thing, and it helps people understand. So it's not just the words now. It's the visual, it's the animation, it's the photos. We put it all together, and people say, oh, I see what you're talking about, and then it really fosters the dialogue.
Yeah, and there's no way to know that they misunderstood. So there's that, we've heard of this thing, it's called the misunderstood word. When you start explaining something to somebody or asking them to do something for you, when you get to a point where they misunderstood something, they don't know what that word means or what you're asking them to do, they stop listening, don't they?
They do. As a matter of fact, I talk to the dentist and I talk about MEGO, M-E-G-O, which means my eyes glaze over.
And I'm going to write that one down.
If the patient is looking at the doctor and they've got this sort of blank look, and many times these are highly educated, intelligent people, but they just don't understand the technical terms or what's going on, then it's a great idea to take a step back and say, do you understand? Or let me show it to you in a different way. And then once people get it, once people see what's going on, they love the technology, they love the science, and they start asking questions, and then we have good communication.
Okay. Because I thought I always had good communication. I like to talk, maybe you can tell, and I just spend all this time kind of explaining things to people, and I'll tell them about the root canal, I'll tell them about the crown buildup, and because that's a big deal. People think the root canal, that's it, okay, I need a root canal, and that takes care of my tooth. Or at least they're thinking that the cost of the root canal takes care of the treatment on my tooth, not realizing unless they're told that there is a large restoration that has to go on, or Cascold post and core. And then on top of that, you're telling them, or I'm telling them, they need a crown, and it to make sure that they know that there are three separate procedures involved in restoring this tooth is very important, because I see a lot of people who come in with a root canal and a little temporary filling in there, and now their root canal is leaking because they've had saliva getting into the root canal and the sealer's dissolving. And it's like, well, nobody told me I needed a crown. I kind of doubt that, but how does that happen?
Well, it happens, I think, because sometimes when people come in and they hear the word root canal, it's like going into the ER when the physician's talking to you. You stop listening. The greater the degree of anxiety, the less people listen, the less they remember. So part of it is, I think the word root canal scares people, but people have to understand that the root canal is their friend. It's there to get them out of pain, and it's there to save their tooth. And then once they understand that they're going to get through this procedure and be made comfortable, they're willing to listen and understand that there are other steps, and that the goal is that they end up with a very nice crown and they end up with a restored tooth.
Right, and I'll show them photographs of someone else who had a tooth similar, mm-hmm. and somebody who had, I don't know, it's almost like the comedians have made root canals this terrible, terrible thing, and it wasn't until a few years back that I actually got my first root canal. So now I can say, look, I've had one. Now, I'm not suggesting young dentists go out and get a root canal just so they can relate to their patients. But that really helps, too, if you can commiserate with them.
I think one of the things that we talk to dentists about is trying to get beyond the cliche level, because there are a lot of comedians who make jokes, and some of them are very funny, and dentists like to laugh at themselves. But at some point, we have to get beyond the cliche level and talk about what people actually need and what's going to happen in the real world.
Right, exactly. And one of my goals with everything that I do is to elevate dentistry to the level that people appreciate it, understand it, that, let's face it, Hollywood shows dentists as either bumbling idiots or hurting people. You know, you've never seen a kind, caring dentist portrayed in a movie, have you? I haven't.
Well, that's true, except that when people look at People magazine and they see all these folks with beautiful teeth, they say, I want to have that.
That's
so they want to find the really good dentist. Most people, I think there's a disconnect between, as you call it, the Hollywood image, which can be the bumbling image, but my dentist is wonderful.
Yes.
And so people tend to really like and trust their own dentist, and that's what it's all about.
You're right. That's actually, and that's very encouraging, because when people come in and they say to me, Dr. Kavicko, I hate dentists. I say, no, you don't hate dentists. You just don't like going to them.
Exactly.
And I said, and we're going to try to change that as well. Dr. Schwab, I need you to hang on if you can. We have to go to a commercial break. Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko.
If you love Asian cuisine, you owe it to yourself to try Wang's Teriyaki Asian Takeout Restaurant. Known for their better quality and lower prices, at Wang's Teriyaki you can eat in, pick up your food for carryout, or let them deliver their delicious entrees right to your home, as fresh as if the chef cooked it on the grill right in front of you. Wang's Teriyaki is conveniently located at 4330 North High Street in Clintonville. Call them at 614-261-8881. That's 614-261-8881. Wang's Teriyaki, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kavicko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. Thank you for joining me here today. We have Dr. David Schwab, PhD, a professional speaker, author, and consultant who helps dentists and patients communicate more effectively. I think this is a really, really important show. I think it's one of the problems that all dentists and all patients, I believe, face. And so we have Dr. David Schwab. And Dr. Schwab, before the break, we were talking about just basically your background and how we can miscommunicate easily with patients. And then you started talking about how people like their dentist, the bumbling idiot, and the people that are hurting patients in Hollywood movies, they're not connected. So, but it made me think about their dentist. So how do people find a dentist? What would you suggest they do if they're new in town and they're looking for, or they don't like what's going on at their dental office and they're looking for a new one? And what steps would you have them take?
There are lots of ways to find a dentist, but I think one of the good ways is still one of the basic ways, which is to ask other people for recommendations. And I always say ask a lot of people, but know what you're looking for. Are you looking for the most high-tech dentist? Do you want somebody who's relatively young, who's not going to retire soon? Do you want somebody maybe who's got plenty of experience, years of experience? Do you want somebody close to your home or close to your work? Once you start getting names from people, then go on the internet, because most dentists have robust websites nowadays, and I would say spend time on the website, not just a few seconds. Many of the websites feature audio and video, so you can kind of get to know the dentist before you see him for the first time, and of course there are connections to social media through the website. So some patients I know have said, I've learned a lot about the dentist before I ever even made the first phone call and made the appointment.
Well, and what I've done is I've told folks, I said, you know, once you've selected, maybe you have it narrowed down to 3 or 4 dental offices, call there and ask if you can arrange to have a no-charge, get acquainted appointment with the dentist. Don't even sit in the dental chair, just maybe a tour and kind of get the chat for a few minutes. What do you think about that?
I think that's an excellent idea, especially for patients who are a little bit uneasy. Some people are willing to come in and have their first appointment, see how it goes, but other people prefer something at a lower level. They just want to come and talk and meet somebody in a non-clinical setting. And if that's what it takes, I tell the doctors I work with, just lower the fence. We're not trying to get somebody in there for an exam. We're trying to get them in there just for a conversation. So no charge, just meet us, say hello, get everybody comfortable. And usually that works to establish a relationship.
Yeah, because what we do is when somebody wants that visit, we'll have them come in. My office manager or somebody from the front office will give them a tour. They'll take them all around. We do have to be careful if there are patients in the chairs. We have to close those doors. And luckily, we have an office where every operatory has a door that closes. Because of HIPAA, you're not allowed for people to know who your patients are. That didn't used to be the case. And although it doesn't make sense on one level, it does on another, because if, let's say, you're a plastic surgeon and you now see that Mrs. Jones is at the office, you now know Mrs. Jones is having work done. Doesn't seem so imperative that they not know who your dentist is, because everybody knows you have teeth and you're going to have dental work done, but it's still still a HIPAA requirement that we keep anonymity. So we have them get a tour, and then after the tour, like, I'll just sit down with them in my office and talk and answer any questions they have. And you know, to me, it's great, because it means we're getting off on the right foot.
Absolutely, because what happens is that it takes some of the fear out of it, and it just becomes a way for people to meet you, meet the staff, take the tour of the office, get comfortable with the entire setting. And I don't know what your experience has been, but I've found that when doctors do that, it really does help, because then when people are ready to have an exam and treatment, they really are ready.
Right, right. We're all afraid of the unknown. We're always worried about what's around that corner. And if you can take away the fear of the unknown before you ever sit in the dental chair, seems like you're like 95% there.
Absolutely true.
Yeah. So, I mean, you wonder, is this dentist an older gentleman or lady, or is he younger? You know, what's it going to be like in there? And they're wringing their fingers. In fact, I'm rubbing my hands together right now just because I'm talking about that sort of thing, and I never do that kind of stuff. Okay, so your suggestion then is they ask other people, a lot of people. They know what they're looking for, or they should know what they're looking for. They need to decide if they want a young or an old dentist. They have to decide if they want somebody close to home or close to work, or I guess if it doesn't really matter, neither. And they should go to the websites of their finalists and stay there and look at all the different pages and learn about everything they can, and then choose.
Yes, absolutely, because nowadays the websites are so full of information. You can learn a lot about somebody's personality, their character, the way they set up their office. Many of the websites have virtual tours of the office. You can actually see the office before you get there.
Where they've actually taken a camera and walked and made a video?
Exactly, or there's a 360-degree tour, there are photos. There's just a lot of good information. Many of the websites feature testimonials, so you can hear what other patients have said.
Yeah, you know, we have photos, but we don't have the virtual tour. You've given me an idea. I think I need to take my camera and just walk around and show people what they would. It might help them find their way around, too, because I always kind of get lost when they have to go find the restroom.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, I know some people have made little videos to show people how to drive up to the building and get to the parking lot just so that they can get a visual and recognize it when they're coming in off the highway.
That's a really good one, too. Yeah, this is great. Now, there's this misnomer out there, I guess, that all the good dentists are so busy that they're not accepting new patients. And that's not really true, is it?
No, that's not true at all. There are many fine dentists out there, but I think what happens is people confuse dentistry and medicine in terms of how the business model works. And if you think about a physician, the physician starts practicing, and over time they get more and more patients, and some of those patients are older, and of course the patients age. When patients age, their dental needs become more complex. But in a dental office, what happens is that the patients come in, they get their dental treatment, but they don't get a great deal of dental treatment every visit. They get maintenance treatment, they get a visit with the hygienist, but most of their major dental needs are taken care of, and then over time, over years, they may have other dental needs. But the point is that the patient isn't having major dentistry every time they walk in the door, so the dentist isn't busy with that patient dealing with the big issues every time. So even the really good dentist I know, many times if a patient calls and says, can I get an appointment, they can definitely get an appointment because the practice is accepting new patients.
Right. I like to say, and I tell patients, I say, if I'm doing my job correctly, I'm going to get you healthy. You're not going to have dental decay, gum disease. You're not going to have abscesses or even, you know, missing teeth anymore. We will have replaced them with implants, partials, bridges, whatever you've chosen, but you're going to be healthy. And so at the end of when I get to the point where I've now eliminated dental disease from somebody's mouth, I say, you know what? You need to send me a friend. Send me somebody just as nice as you. Somebody just like you, because you've been such a great patient. Send me a replacement. And they look at me a little funny, like I'm teasing, but I'm really not, because there's always room for a friend of or a family member of a great patient for one. And like you said, the 3-4 hour appointments that I had on this patient, I'm done now. So if they do their job and we've done ours, they come every 6 months, we clean their teeth, we examine their teeth, we take x-rays every maybe a third time. And yeah, there's going to be a little cavity here and there. There might be a little issue with needing a new filling or a new crown someday. But for the most part, they're done.
Yes, they're done. And then they become practice ambassadors. They go out and tell their friends happily that they've found a great dentist and they like spreading the word.
Which is really cool, because there's this dentist in Australia. Maybe you've heard of him, Dr. Paddy Lund. Have you heard of him?
I think I know that name.
Okay. He's in Australia. I can't remember the town. It might come to me. But what he did one day was he decided he didn't like the hustle and bustle of his dental practice. And he didn't like, there were certain patients that just made him, you know, nervous, made him wish that he wasn't a dentist, I guess, that day. And so he decided that he was going to eliminate all of the stress from his life, his practice. And he took his name off the door. He took his name out of the phone book. That took a while. He got the dental board to stop telling people how to find him. He dismissed all of the patients from his practice except a select few that he considered his best patients. I don't know how many he kept, maybe 50 or 100 or something. And then he said to them, the only way to become a patient of this practice is by referral. You cannot, I mean, nobody could find him otherwise, so it was by referral only. That sounds pretty dramatic, doesn't it?
It does, but you know, the irony is that the great percentage of patients who go to dentists are through referral. I mean, dentists sometimes advertise, and that's fine, but I always think that any kind of advertising or public outreach is sort of the icing on the cake. The main bulk of the patients are coming through personal referrals anyway.
Well, that's true, and I think the marketing, which I do, gets your name out there as one of those people are going to ask their friends about. I've heard, what about this Dr. Kvitko? You know, I heard him on the radio, I see him on TV. Is he really good, or is it just marketing? And I like to tell folks, you know, ours are not marketing slogans, the things that we say, comfortable dental care in a caring environment. That's not marketing, it's the truth. But if you don't tell somebody you're a little different than the people down the street, they're never going to know to at least give you a look.
That's right, because it's been said that good advertising kills a bad business. So, good advertising really helps a good business. So, if your name is getting out there, if you don't have people who are out there saying yes, he really is that good, then it's not going to work. But if you've got the advertising getting the buzz out there, and then people say, yeah, this is a great dentist, then you're getting the folks coming in through referrals.
I'd never heard that. Good advertising kills a bad business. That's a good one to know, because I had a patient of mine tell me that their computer was down and they were taking it to this local computer repair place. And I said, you're kidding. You're going there? And they, see, I knew about the place and I'd tried the place and it was terrible. My experience had been terrible. And they hadn't had a bad experience yet. But then once I told them about mine, they were like, oh, okay, well, I either need to be really careful or find another place to get my computer fixed.
Yeah, if someone's advertising and they don't have a good business, they drive a whole lot of people to the business who then go out and tell people not to go there.
And that's an exact...
But with the goal is to do it the other way. The goal is to drive people to a business, then they all go out and tell their friends and family, and then really the business or the practice thrives, and that's what you're doing.
Yes, that's what I'm working towards, and I work towards that every day. There is no... I mean, you always have to be working to get better, because by definition, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. It's impossible to stay the same. The microphone I'm using is getting worse as we speak because it's aging, right?
Right, exactly. And one day it'll have to be replaced.
Yeah, one day I'll show up and it won't work. And they'll go, well, how'd that happen? It worked yesterday. But something inside is going slowly, slowly bad, whether it's a bad solder joint or a wire. Now, how can people be smart dental consumers? Because they hear so much. The public is just inundated with, you know, phone book is pretty much outdated. But remember the days of the yellow pages? You could open up the yellow pages and everybody looked wonderful. Everybody looks wonderful. How do they pick? I mean, it's not how do they pick. You've already given us an idea of how they select a dentist. But how do you weed out the junk from the good?
I think if people want to be a smart dental consumer, then they have to sort of meet the dentist halfway. I mean, I'll give you a couple of quick ideas. First of all, anytime a patient goes to a dental office and they hear the word prevention, they should really pay attention, because there's no cheaper way, no more cost-effective way to deal with dental issues than with prevention. We've heard it a lot, and people hear it, but do they really hear it? So if someone's saying you need to come back on this schedule to have your teeth cleaned, or you've got a small problem and we'd like to take care of it before it becomes a big problem, that's always good advice, because that's the best way to save money. So I always think that's a prevention message. It's not just the message. It's not just the lecturing. It's really a way to take care of your health and to save money. Next, when I say meet the dentist halfway, every office you go into, they give you a health history form to fill out, and nobody likes to fill out forms. But I always encourage people to fill them out completely, because people have complicated health histories and they're on different medications. The more the dentist knows about your overall health, the better he or she can treat you and treat you safely. And finally, I would say if somebody has dental benefits, so-called insurance benefits, they can be a savvy consumer. They can say, you know, I've already met my deductible, so I might as well go ahead and have this done rather than wait until the next calendar year when a new deductible kicks in. Or, this is the one that's really interesting, I've got X dollars of dental benefits left. It's only a small amount, and it's certainly not going to cover everything. Dental benefits are limited. But every year, dental benefits expire, and nobody uses them. That's like telling your employer, don't give me a paycheck. You gave me one a couple of weeks ago. I don't need another one. If you're getting the benefit, you might as well use it. So if the dentist says you need a crown, and you say, well, I've got a little bit of money left in my benefits, not enough to cover the whole thing, but I think I'll put it off. Well, you're just letting that dental benefit go away. So you have to use the benefits you have and work with the practice, because most dentists I know, they will work with you, even though the benefits are very limited the way it works. The dental office will work with you to help you maximize the benefits you have.
Right, and that's very important. We'll do our best to help maximize. Sometimes we can't get every dollar that is coming, or we can't minimize, we can't get it to where it's zero out of pocket. In fact, that's almost impossible. But we'll try. So, for instance, but we can't do half of a bridge, for example. So if the bridge is, I don't know, $4,000, and they have $1,000 coming this year and $1,000 next year, and they want us to, like, bill it over 2 years, you can't do that. You can't do half of a bridge. Now, you know what? Every week, I do a Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We're not going to do it right this minute, but we're getting ready to. So let me remind folks that my guest, Dr. David Schwab, his idea when searching for a dentist is to ask other people, know what you're looking for, decide if you want a young or old dentist, decide if you want close to home or work, and he suggests that you go to several websites of your dentists to determine who you like. All right, so before we do the contest, let's go ahead and have you listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, according to my guest, Dr. David Schwab, when searching for a dentist, people should A, ask other people, B, know what you're looking for. C, decide if you want young or old. D, decide if you want to be close to home or work. Or E, go to several websites. And F, all of the above. The winner will receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. So the phone number to call is 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito. Make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
While most schools raise tuition every year, Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School in Dublin is still less than $5,000. And that includes everything. Hi, this is Kendra O'Reilly, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, and I'm so proud of my students that have already made the first step in securing a great future for themselves as an in-demand dental assistant.
Hi, my name is Chrissy Lees from Utica. I am a mother of two who works full-time. These weekend classes work great for me. The course is very interesting, and these instructors are amazing. They really want you to succeed. It's only been 2 weeks, and I'm already getting hands-on experience in a dental office.
The next class begins on April 13th. Don't delay. To claim your space or to get more information, call 740-602-1250. That's 740-602-1250. Or go to assisttosucceedofcolumbus.com.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to Dr. Kvitko at AOL.com.
Till I forget your smile. Ooh, yeah. Till I forget your smile.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're in the midst of doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Today on my show, we have Dr. David Schwab, PhD, professional speaker, author, and consultant who helps dentists and patients communicate more effectively. And Dr. Schwab, we have four callers on the line. We have callers 1, 2, 3, and 4. We have Ben, Jeffrey, Barb, and Jenny. And I'm going to ask you to pick a number from between 1 and 4.
I'll pick 3.
3. Okay, 3 is Jeffrey. Hey, Jeffrey, how are you?
Doing well, yourself?
Good. Thank you for calling. Do you have the answer to today's question of the day?
Yes, it's all the above.
That's correct. That's correct. Jeffrey, thank you for listening. And hey, I'm curious. I always ask my guests, what do you do for a living?
I'm a dental assistant.
It's interesting. Okay, cool. So we have some dental personnel listening. Good for you. All right. Well, hey, stay on the line because we're going to get information and you will receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. They'll be delivered this Tuesday afternoon, okay?
Right. Great. Thanks.
Okay, perfect. And then Jenny and Barb and Ben, please call back next week, okay? Because we do it every week. All right. Now, so Dr. Schwab, and again, thank you for being on my show. I know it's early on a Sunday and I really appreciate it. Tell me, why do you think so many people avoid going to the dentist?
One of the reasons is that if you trace back in their background, they had a bad experience years ago. Some people had a bad experience as a child, and that was really traumatic, or other people had a bad experience. But one of the questions I always ask people is, you say you had a bad experience, how long ago was that? For some people, it was 30 years ago, but even if it was 3 or 4 years ago, I mean, I'm sure, Dr. Kvitko, you could testify that if somebody finishes dental school about 4 years later, the world has changed a lot. So whatever happened in a dental office 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago is very different from what goes on in the dental office today. So I always say we need to start with a new dentist and look at the new technology. And I realize that traumatic experience or bad experience, it's hard to get that out of your memory. But if you're willing to just sort of start fresh, I think you can find a dentist who will really listen to you and meet your needs.
Right, right. You didn't find that there were times, I'm going to say, back in the, say, 60s and 70s where there really weren't a lot of dentists to go around and you had one or two to pick from in your town. And, and they didn't really have to be have great chairside manner, did they?
Well, that's true, but nowadays there are a lot of dentists out there, as people have a lot of choice, but they can also find dentists easily through all the means that we've talked about before. So people can be informed consumers, and they can ask a lot of questions. And I can tell you that dentists, and particularly the staff, they're really tuned in to customer service issues now.
Yes, yes, definitely. Yeah, and we really, really work on that. And, you know, everybody is different, and you have to deal with their own personal issues, their wants, their needs, their fears. And we do a lot of sedation in our office. We actually take care of the worst of the worst, if you will, the people that are crying in the reception room because they don't want to get out of the car. I mean, but those people have teeth and they need to be treated. So for us, it's very rewarding to take what could be a big negative and turn it into a really cool positive.
And that happens every day in dental offices across the country.
Right. Now, how's technology helping dentists and patients communicate? We know about the same-day crown machine and the laser and all that, but what about the communication?
We've seen a lot of differences. I mean, many dentists now communicate with their patients via email or text, which is really efficient if you think about it. I mean, we still use the telephone to confirm appointments, and some of those are automated. But for busy people, getting an email or a text and writing back and forth just makes it easy to make an appointment and confirm an appointment. We talked about computer-assisted patient education, and one of the other things I'm seeing is we've got videos of patients. I was just with a dentist in New Hampshire recently, and if a patient is happy, and he has many happy patients, he takes out his iPad or his cell phone, and the staff just records a 30-second video of the patient saying, I had a great experience, I came in, I was worried, but then I left, and I was very happy, and I'd recommend Dr. So-and-so to anyone. And with the patient's permission, of course, that video is put on their website. So if you want to see a real person who had this procedure and what they thought about it, that's available too.
You know, we actually do that. We actually just started doing that, and we have the texting and the emailing. Every once in a while you get somebody that says, I don't want an email for this or that, and we don't abuse it. We send it to confirmation, and they can confirm either by text or by email, and it is automated. But every once in a while, I will send them something about, say, my Dentistry from the Heart event or Team Smile, and that upsets a person or two, and we just try not to do that for them anymore. But I never do it for something that's going to benefit me. It's only for something that's charitable. You know, do you think that's okay?
I do think that's okay. I mean, people have the choice now to opt out of any emails. But I think you said the right word. As long as it's not abused, people don't mind getting an appointment reminder. And if they hear something about a charitable event, about some cause that's bigger than themselves, most people are okay with that.
Okay. And then besides the video that we were just talking about, you know what? Hang on. I'm going to talk about that later. I'm going to save that. Okay. So let's go. I just decided. Now, so you mentioned patient education and some of the things that, you know, dentists are doing and that patients aren't aware of. What? Tell me about some of the things that may be going on in dental offices now.
There are a number of things. A couple of things come to mind. Many dentists do oral cancer screenings, and as you know, these can be very brief exams, but very important exams. Oral cancer is a terrible disease, and like most cancer, if it's caught early, it can be taken care of, but like all cancers, if it's not caught early, it can spread and it can cause catastrophic consequences. So many dentists have saved lives by doing cancer screenings, which are non-invasive and easy for the patient. And if there's a positive result, then the patient can be referred and for further testing to find out what's going on. But dentists are saving lives by doing things like oral cancer screenings. And some dentists are doing blood pressure screenings too, and they're identifying hypertension, which of course has been called a silent disease, and getting patients to go to their physician and follow up. So it's not just treating the mouth, it's treating the whole patient because oral health is part of general health.
Yeah, and that's very important. Now, I've actually discovered oral cancer in a couple of patients, and the one kind of troubles me because once I determined or located the issue and had the lab report come back and I told him what it was, he's never come back. And I don't know if that's because he was upset that I found oral cancer or if it became such an issue that he's passed on and I'm afraid to contact the family to find out. But at least I discovered it. You know what I mean? I mean, I feel good, and then I have this like empty feeling too.
I think it's always the case when healthcare professionals get a result that can be a little bit troubling, that if patients don't follow up. But you certainly did a good job, and I think patients coming to you knowing that they're going to be screened because most of us, if we get a positive result, we're definitely going to follow up on the recommendation and say, thanks very much for catching this early.
Yeah, and by the way, oral cancer is one of the worst cancers mm-hmm. to live through, and if you can do anything to prevent it, like not smoking, not using snuff, not using the chewing tobacco, alcohol, if you can avoid those things, you really should. My brother's father-in-law, and by the way, his wife was a patient of mine first. I introduced them, and he was a patient of mine too, came into my office, and he was already in his mid-40s at the time, I think, and he had this terrible tobacco habit. And I told him, I said, you really need to stop because you're going to, he did the snuff and all that. I said, you're going to wind up with oral cancer. And everybody thinks it can't happen to them. And he just kind of smiled and shrugged his shoulders and continued. And sure enough, in later years, when he was about 60 or so, he did develop oral cancer. And it's a terrible, terrible disease.
It is. But we should make the point that even people who don't smoke or use other tobacco products, that doesn't mean you're not going to have it. So having those screening exams can find this issue in people who thought they weren't even going to be a candidate for it.
Right, and we use the Velscope system, and I believe that it's, I like the Velscope. It gives me something tangible. I can take a photograph and send it off. So is that what you're hearing most of the dentists are using?
They're using systems like that because they're quick and they're easy, and it's an early warning sign.
Yeah, I think the other one's Visalite, I think. Yeah,
Visalite is quite good too.
Yeah. I use that for a while as well. Now, you work a lot with dental specialists, and so talk about some of the specialists, the services that they offer that people may not think of right away.
I can mention a few. People may have heard of periodontists, who are the dentists who are specialists in treating gum disease, and they place dental implants and do procedures like that, but it's not only taking care of gum disease. There are a lot of cosmetic procedures that can be done. People who are so-called long in the tooth, their teeth look longer than they should, or they have a gummy smile. These are all things that can be handled through cosmetic gum treatment. I work with oral surgeons, and they do a lot of IV sedation and take out wisdom teeth, and people say, you know, I went to sleep, I woke up, and it was done. So that's a wonderful service that they offer. I think most people are familiar with orthodontists and putting braces on teeth. What people may not realize is that orthodontists are getting an increasingly higher percentage of patients who are adults. And with adult patients, you know, years ago it used to be, ear-to-ear metal, and it looked like railroad tracks, and now the materials are different, the braces are different, they're not as obtrusive. Sometimes they use what are called lingual braces, which means the braces are on the inside of the teeth and can't be seen at all. So I tell people, talk to your orthodontist. There are all kinds of great options out there that people need to be aware of.
Yes, yes. And actually, you know, you have Invisalign, and there's 6-month smiles, which we do, and I actually do the IV sedation in addition to the oral sedation that we talked about for these really nervous folks. But I can't put somebody completely to sleep under general, and there are a few people that need that just the IV just doesn't seem to be enough, the oral, you know, IV conscious sedation. So yeah, it's great to have those folks out there. Now, do most specialists require that somebody get a referral from their GP, or can you just call up a specialist?
Most specialists welcome calls from folks. I mean, if somebody says, I'd like to visit a specialist, and they call, most of the specialists are accepting new patients, and they're happy to see someone. If somebody has a dentist, they should always start with their dentist. But many people don't have a dentist of record, but they may have a problem. Their gums are bleeding, and they say, maybe I should see a gum specialist. Well, that may be a really good idea. If you call a periodontist and make an appointment and say, I need a general dentist, they'll be happy to refer you to one of the fine dentists they work with.
Okay, that sounds cool. Now, we have to go to a break. When we come back from the break, I want you to ponder your answers to these couple questions. I'm going to ask you what have been some of the greatest changes you've seen in dentistry over the last 10 or 15 years, and I'm going to ask you what role dental insurance plays in communication between the dentist and the patient. So you can ponder your answers during the break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxed relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
If you love Asian cuisine, you owe it to yourself to try Wang's Teriyaki Asian Takeout Restaurant. Known for their better quality and lower prices, at Wang's Teriyaki, you can eat in, pick up your food for carryout, or let them deliver their delicious entrees right to your home, as fresh as if the chef cooked it on the grill right in front of you. Wang's Teriyaki is conveniently located at 4330 North High Street in Clintonville. Call them at 614-261-8881. That's 614-261-8881. Wang's Teriyaki, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
So I put on my makeup, put a smile on my face, and if anyone asks me, everything is okay.
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and today on the show with me is Dr. David Schwab, PhD. He's a professional speaker, author, and consultant who helps dentists and patients communicate more effectively, and you can reach him at his website, www.davidschwab.com, and Schwab is spelled S-C-H-W-A-B. All right, Dr. Schwab, well, thank you so much again for being on my show and the questions I posed before the break. Let's go with the first one, which is, what have been some of the greatest changes you've seen in dentistry over the last 10 or 15 years?
The first one that comes to mind, of course, Dr. Kvitko, would be dental implants, because they've really revolutionized dentistry. If you think about it, anybody who's missing a tooth or missing one tooth or many teeth, dental implants are always an option. A dental implant is really an artificial tooth root that's placed below the gum line, and then a crown or artificial tooth is securely affixed to that. And the thing about the dental implants is that they look and function just like natural teeth. If somebody has dental implants, unless a dentist is doing a close-up examination, it's really hard for anybody to know which teeth are the natural teeth and which teeth are the dental implants. So it's been a revolutionary change, and they can be placed with minimal problems whatsoever, minimal discomfort. Most patients are surprised at how easy the procedure is, and they're very happy with how good they look. So some of the best testimonials in dentistry come from patients who have had dental implants.
Yeah, I have one patient, she has about five or six of them now, and she says, you know what, the next time I need a root canal, I'm not going to have you do a root canal, I'm going to have you take my tooth out and give me another implant. She likes them that much.
That's right, and there are definitely issues there. I mean, you have to go back and forth because the root canal is a more conservative treatment, mm-hmm. but on the other hand, there comes a time when some teeth cannot be saved or some people are missing teeth, and it's to their advantage to have those teeth replaced, and dental implants are the way to go.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had an unhappy dental implant patient. And there's regular implants, and we put bridges on them and individual crowns, and then you have the mini implants that we can support, like a lower denture with these little mini 1.8 millimeter diameter implants, and then their denture snaps in, and there's nothing great. You know, I had this patient, he was 91, and he just couldn't wear his lower denture. When he came to me, he had all this goop and all, you could tell somebody like realigned it three or four times, and it wasn't even on his ridge. And so I placed four mini implants, put the denture locators in them, the little snaps, and the lab did that. And when I put it in, you know what his biggest complaint was?
What's that?
How hard it was to get out.
Exactly, because until the patients learn the technique, they can't get it out. But what's really interesting is, and I think you can attest to this, Dr. Kvitko, is that the entire history of dentistry, no one has ever been 100% happy with a conventional lower denture.
Right.
I mean, even if the dentist did a fabulous job and the lab did a fabulous job, just the nature of it, people are just not happy with that lower denture. And they're certainly not happy with the upper dentures either. So when we have dental implants and have all these options, it's eliminated so many issues. No more slipping, clicking, moving around. People can eat comfortably, have confidence, laugh, smile, talk, and go into a restaurant and eat the foods, not that they're limited to eating, but the foods they would like to eat.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really, really cool. And actually what I told him was, I'll make up a name. I said, Mr. Smith, I'll tell you what, if you go back to the senior center where you live and you tell your friends that your lower denture is too hard to get out, if any of them have any sympathy for you, I will make it looser.
Very good. No one ever asked for that to happen.
No. And then What role does dental insurance play? This is a big one in communication between dentist and the patient. This, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this because, boy, I'll tell you, I've got a few things I'd like to say, but let me hear what you have to say.
It's interesting because I always think if somebody has dental benefits, and that's terrific. Anytime somebody else is paying part of the bill, then that's a good thing. And people have to realize that dental benefits are limited. They cover certain things like preventive services, or they'll cover some single tooth or single quadrant dentistry within a calendar year. But the key word is some. You mentioned the patient who needs a root canal and a crown. Well, that's probably going to take them past their dental benefits. So I always say, look, if you have some benefits, use it intelligently, use it wisely, use it up, but realize it's only going to pay for a part of it. And we don't want the discussion of the insurance to get in the way of the doctor-patient relationship. But whatever you need, you need. The doctor has an obligation to diagnose, and you have an obligation to be an educated patient and decide what treatment you want. And if you can get some of this paid for by a third party, then that's terrific, but you have to be realistic. It's not going to be 100% coverage.
Good, because people do walk in the door thinking that insurance is going to cover everything, and it's 100% of the time that would be incorrect. Insurance never covers the entire bill of any dental appointment ever in history. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, and I tell everyone, doctors and patients, that you hear the term medical insurance, and then you hear the word dental insurance, and they have nothing in common except the word insurance.
Right.
They are completely different animals. Think of dental benefits as some extra that will help get you that will help pay part of a bill and help you pay for dentistry, but it's not going to be here you need three crowns and it's all going to be paid for. There's no dental plan that works that way, but if you have some benefits, then certainly talk to the dental office about it because they're very good. They'll file the claim for you. They will document everything. They'll contact the insurance company. They'll help you maximize your benefits.
That's true. And we do that. And we do the very best we can. And we go to their website and all that to try to help people understand. Problem is that sometimes they still don't understand. But we try. We try. And that's where communication comes in. Now, we do have to go to another commercial break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, I've got three or four or as many questions as we can sneak in the last 10 minutes. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
While most schools raise tuition every year, Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School in Dublin is still less than $5,000. And that includes everything. Hi, this is Kendra O'Reilly, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, and I'm so proud of my students that have already made the first step in securing a great future for themselves as an in-demand dental assistant.
Hi, my name is Chrissy Lees from Utica. I am a mother of two who works full-time. These weekend classes work great for me. The course is very interesting, and these instructors are amazing. They really want you to succeed. It's only been 2 weeks, and I'm already getting hands-on experience in a dental office.
The next class begins on April 13th. Don't delay. To claim your space or to get more information, call 740-602-1250. That's 740-602-1250. Or go to assisttosucceedofcolumbus.com.
So I put on my makeup, put a smile on my face, and if anyone asks me, everything is okay.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Today my guest is Dr. David Schwab. He is a consultant, author. He helps dentists and patients communicate more effectively with each other. His website is www.davidschwab.com. So, Dr. Schwab, as you can tell, we're coming to the end of the show, but we have about 5 more minutes and a couple things that I wanted to ask you. Well, first of all, when I asked you about the greatest changes over the last 10 or 15 years, I thought you were going to say dental radio shows.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's you're the pioneer. So dental radio shows is right up at the top of the list.
Okay. All right. Now, tell you what, this is a really big one. What do you say to patients who have concerns about dental x-rays? Because we get that all the time.
Dental x-rays have changed so much. And many years ago, dental x-rays required much higher x-ray exposure in order to work. And they required much longer time in order to, because it worked with dental x-ray film. But now, most dental x-rays are digital x-rays, and the amount of radiation is about 80 or 90% less. So I would say that the technology has changed, so the amount of radiation exposure is drastically reduced. Two other quick points. I think dental x-rays are necessary because ask yourself, if you want to know what's going on in a room, do you want to crouch down and look through the keyhole, or do you want to open the door and step into the room? And the x-ray allows the dentist to step into the room, so to speak, and see what's going on. I do think, though, if someone says, I don't want x-rays, I'm not comfortable with this, the dentist I know say to the patient, you're the boss, and if you don't want them, we're not going to do them. So we educate folks, but at the same time, they make the final decision.
Well, that's true. That's true. And we tell them that, okay, we'll do this without the x-ray, but we might be missing something, and then hope that they remember that communication when something goes awry. You know what I mean? We've put a crown on a tooth that has an abscess that we didn't know about because they wouldn't let us x-ray it. But anyway, okay, so that leads me to this question, which is, what do you think is the most satisfying communication successes that can occur in a dental office?
Communication successes, fortunately, happen a lot. Let's say a patient comes into the dental office and they're not in a good mood. Maybe they're having discomfort. Maybe everyone has told them, oh, you've got to go to the dentist, and all those cliches we talked about at the beginning of the show and all those images are rattling around in their head. So they may not be in a good mood. They may be having discomfort. They just don't want to be there. And they walk in, and then what happens is the staff treats them well. They establish a relationship with the dentist or continue their relationship. And they leave not only with excellent treatment, but also with excellent customer service. So as they walk out the door, they feel relaxed. They feel validated. They made a great decision. They're happy with their choice of dentist. So they've had a complete turnaround. That's a really happy communication success, and I think that does occur very often.
You know, you talked about those videos that the dentists put on the web and that we are doing as well, and I wish that we could have a camera running all the time and just pick that snippet where the person, like you said, they get up out of the chair and they realize they're done, it didn't hurt, they love what they see when they look in the mirror, and they either get tears of joy or they give us a hug or both, and you can never really recreate that for a video, but I can't tell you how often it happens.
Well, one of the things that dentists have going for them is that people come in with low expectations and they come out extremely happy. So they come in sort of expecting the worst, and then when they get the best, they're very appreciative and they're very happy with the way things went.
Yeah, it's very, very rewarding. And actually my son has decided he wants to become a dentist. He's taking some prerequisites, and he decided to kind of test the water by coming to the office and work as an assistant. So we trained him how to be an assistant, and I kind of thought that as time went by, he would decide he didn't want to be a dentist because it was such hard work. But I interviewed him a couple weeks ago for the show, and what he said was his most rewarding experience was when we took this woman who hadn't been to a dentist in 27 years because of fear that happened when she was a child, and we took care of her over a two-day period, all-day appointments. She drove in from New York. And we took care of 27 years of neglect in about 18 hours. And it was a lot of work. I mean, think about all those hours in the chair. And he helped me through all 18 of those hours. And yet he still wants to be a dentist because of the reward at the end, because of the tears of joy and the hugs. And I can't believe that you did that in such a short period of time.
Well, that's terrific. Good luck to your son. Maybe he'll end up going to Ohio State University Dental School, which is a fabulous dental school.
I hope so. I hope so. I would love for him to follow in my footsteps in that way. Now, we have about a minute, maybe a little less. Is there anything you would like people to know, something that I haven't asked you, something you feel is important to get out there?
Well, I think it's, it's interesting because sometimes people ask me, are dentists really busy these days, or are they just sort of going out of business because of fluoride and these other prevention measures? And I say dentists have been in the vanguard of putting out information about fluoride and prevention. And if everybody in the country who needed dentistry woke up tomorrow morning and decided to call a dentist's office, there'd be lines around every dental office in the country. So the amount of unmet need out there is terrific, and I hope people will follow up and see their dentist.
Dr. Schwab, it's been great having you on the show. loved having you. I think you've got some great insight. And, of course, I took your course, and I thought you were a great speaker. And so keep up the good work on your end. And remember, folks, davidschwab.com if you would like to go to Dr. Schwab's website. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovitko. Thank you so much for joining me, and please tune in next Sunday at 8 and every Sunday at 8. Bye-bye.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kovitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kovitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kovitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.